The only thing I would say is obviously that, you know, the speculation on all of that at the beginning of the week, obviously it's flattering because you look at it and you think, well, maybe someone has recognised the job that you've done last year at a club that really was on its knees. So that was nice. Secondly, I'm happy at Portsmouth. And that's, I've never said anything different to that. I'm happy at Portsmouth. And probably that is how I think I can leave it. You know, I don't want to talk too much because you always end up saying the wrong thing anyway. So probably what I've said there, I think, would suffice. I'm happy at Portsmouth.
Oh, that's good to hear, and I'm sure the fans will be pleased to hear that, Steve. I mean, you're coming up to a year in charge now at Fratton Park. It's been a heck of a roller coaster, hasn't it?
For sure it has. But you know, if the fans hearing that I'm happy at Portsmouth pleases them, then you know, like I said, there's been quite a bond, I think, between myself and them. From the minute I walked through the door, I think that I got a pat on the back, if you know what I mean, for taking this job on. And hopefully I've tried to do my best at it along the way. And, you know, it's about building a football club. But you need time to be able to get the football club right. You need time. And every club I've left has always been in a better situation than when I took over. Every club. There hasn't been a club where I've left that's been in a worse position. So, you know, I try and do... Obviously, we've got to try and win football matches because that's our aim. We're a football club. But obviously, there is the club business that's got to be looked after in the meantime. And, you know, it might have just been a very good week for Portsmouth Football Club. I just got, a sneaky feeling that these owners are going to be good guys. I really have. And what I've seen so far, I'm really pleased and relaxed with them.